You are listening to the Men's Ministry Roundtable Podcast. This is a ministry of Christian Assembly Church in Los Angeles, California. I am your host, Marvin Enriquez, and this is how we get down.
Welcome back to another exciting edition of the Men's Ministry Roundtable Podcast. My name is Marvin, the DJ with the most. My name is Marvin, your DJ with the most, Enriquez. And today on the exciting Men's Ministry Roundtable Podcast is November 9th, 2023. What an exciting day this is going to be, fellas.
Yeah, it is. So
because joining me, oh, you hear that guy? Joining me on this edition of the Men's Ministry Roundtable Podcast, we have the illustrious, the one, the only, Mr. Jorge Hot Flash Fernandez!
Yay! In the house!
I like my sound effects.
Yes,
and also,
you can tell.
Also around the round table, we have Jacob, don't call me the Korean Swagmeister, Lee.
Wake up.
Jacob.
Yep.
This is your first time on the podcast. Welcome.
Unexpected. You never told me that.
Hey, but you're here now. We
Thank
welcome
you, so
you
much.
To the podcast.
Thank you.
Our thousands of listeners.
Oh, yes.
Welcome yeah. you to the podcast. But we are missing our friend.
Oh, Robert.
The lovely. The one, the only, Robert Concepcion.
Robert Cruising Concepcion.
So Robert currently is on a cruise over the Mediterranean somewhere, enjoying some mojitos, or enjoying some crab legs, and
picking his pillow.
Maybe he's choosing his pillow. He's
pillow
got a
menu.
So Robert, if you're listening to this from your cruise ship,
I'm sure he is. Yeah.
I'm sure you're listening to this on your cruise ship. Just want to say hello. We miss you.
Hope you're having fun.
Enjoy your cruise, and we will see you back next time. But until then, we have a replacement for you. His name is Jacob.
Yeah. What's up, guys? How are you doing?
Jacob, we thank you for being with us. Jacob is actually our men's ministry intern this year, and he's been teaching us a lot of Greek words like metanoia.
Metanoia is one of them.
Yeah. Metanoia is one of them.
Yeah. And what does that mean?
Metanoia is a Greek word that came from, actually the English word repent derived from the metanoia. Change your direction. That's the meaning of metanoia.
That's right.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So have you ever thought about what it meant to repent in Greek? It's metanoia. And Jacob is a student at Fuller, as you can probably tell. Fuller Theological Seminary, training to be a pastor and wants to learn more about being a pastor. And what better way to do that, George, mm-hmm. than to come on the podcast with
Absolutely.
Us?
Absolutely. No better training than this. This is the training ground for pastors to be.
This yes. right here, they don't teach you this in seminary.
No, you don't get that. Yeah, you're this not going to learn that.
This kind of training you wouldn't pay $20,000 for. This
All
kind
right.
of training is above and beyond anything they teach you at Fuller. By the way, we love Fuller.
Yes, sir.
No money back guaranteed.
No money back guaranteed. But we're excited. We're excited. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to yet another edition of the Men's Ministry Roundtable Podcast. We just want you to know that as of this moment, November 9th, 2023, we have had over 12,400 people listen to the podcast.
Woohoo! You know what? Are we close to Dude Perfect? We're in their realm, aren't we? Are they getting nervous about us?
Dude Perfect called me, and they issued me a cease and desist letter. And they said, if you don't stop, you're going to encroach on our community.
Yes, Tyler, right?
Ty, one of those guys, the Dude Perfect guys. Yeah, they don't want us to move into their space.
Yeah.
So we're getting close to Dude Perfect space.
All right.
So Dude Perfect guys, I know you guys are listening to this.
Don't be insecure. You guys do your own stuff.
I know.
It works.
You guys do the trick shots.
Yep.
We have metanoia. So we have it all over here. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. As always, you can reach us by simply emailing men@cachurch.com.
Mm-hmm.
men@cachurch.com. We love to respond to all of your emails. You know how many emails we've gotten over the life of this podcast, which is now 4 years strong? That's a question.
12,000?
Not 12,000 emails. We've gotten about three or four. So we love...
That's more than the people we invited to the barbecue.
Well, no, those three or four emails are from the same guys that we invited to the barbecue.
By the way, have we selected a new date?
We have.
Okay.
The new date
Am I going to know? Or
I'm going to let you know. The new date is going to be January 21st.
January 21st.
So guys...
It's my birthday, dude.
I know.
Is it?
That's why we selected that day.
I turned 50.
I'll prepare the shoe for you.
Yes.
So
yes,
we are going to barbecue on George's birthday.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
So
it's another deck. It'd be 50.
Does that work for you?
Yeah, that'll work for me.
Great.
Talk to the boss.
All right. Yes. We got a couple of things that we want to talk about. Number one, Metanoia, are you a sports fan?
I am, but I don't really watch.
But how can you be a sports fan if you don't really watch?
Sports fan that I want to play.
He said he's a player. That's what he just said.
Yeah.
So you're a sports player, but not a sports fan.
Yeah, I don't really watch the TV that much.
You don't watch TV that much. Yeah. Okay. Well, then you're not going to be able to talk to us about this part.
What's your favorite sport to play?
I play basketball and golf.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you watch the NBA at all?
NBA from time to time.
What's your favorite team?
Oh, definitely I'm in Los Angeles right now.
Hey!
Lakers!
Hey!
I'm in Los Angeles too.
The Lakers are indeed the best team in the NBA, and after a great, great showing at Houston last night, where they got blown out by 30. But
did they really?
Yeah, they did. Pretty sad. Did you, George? You should know about this.
Yes.
They're doing this in-season tournament. Yeah. What in the world is that?
Well, I see on my sheet it says NBA in-season tournament. WTF.
Yeah, it's
are you asking Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
No, it's why the face. So why are your faces like that?
What day is it? Okay. I think they're just trying to get eyeballs, but I think it's...
What is it?
So what it is they're trying to model what they do in, I guess, in soccer.
Soccer.
And trying to get just people to watch it because during the season is so long, a lot of people lose interest. So they basically put the teams into different groupings, and it is a tournament. The main draw is, first of all, the finals are going to be in Vegas, so they're thinking they'll have everyone there. So that'll be a fun thing. But also the winner, each player of the winning team gets $500,000.
Okay.
So it's really a money.
So money for the players.
Yeah.
But in terms of... It's going to get confusing because...
The games count, so it counts on your...
So it does count.
Yes, it
towards
does.
Towards your regular season.
They already started
because
last week.
Because in soccer, it does not count.
No, this counts. They're actually, I think the winner or whoever plays in the championship, I think they're actually going to play 83 games, and it's an 82-game season.
Because of the championship game.
Yes.
Does that won't count?
That's correct, but you're playing 83 games.
Well, I don't know.
No, I mean, but you know, it could be wear and tear on your body if it's... Think about the pushback. If and that championship game, because maybe it means something to some players, because it is, it's a decent amount of money.
It'll be an all-star game.
If somebody gets hurt.
Yeah, it'll be like an all-star game.
No, because there's money involved. All-star game. Think about it. For those guys that are the 11th, 12th, 13th guy on the bench that makes, a couple million, which is significant, but...
An extra five?
Half a million?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well, do you think... that players will take it seriously, or will teams rest their players on those days?
Well, the NBA came out and said you can't rest any star players during the tournament.
During the tournament. So they want this thing to work.
They want it to work because they're really promoting it. Again, it's me paying in Vegas. They spent a lot of money. So the NBA courts, I don't know if you've seen them, at some of the home games, they're all designated to look the same with their logo and the same format. They really put a lot of money into this. And they're hoping that it catches
on. Well, we'll see. I'm always confused when they do this in soccer because I never understand.
Yeah.
Are we playing in the season? Are we playing a special cup? What does this tournament mean?
Yeah. I can't imagine anyone's going to go around and go, hey, we won the season tournament.
Oh, we won the championship, but you didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Good for you.
Yep.
All right.
I'm not a fan of it.
Metanoia. But what do you like about the Lakers, Jacob?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep, my sentiments exactly.
I'm sorry.
Yes. The deep sigh. Yes. Yes.
After Kobe, right? I don't really watch them much.
After Kobe, I don't really watch them much.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, a true fan you are there, Metanoia. True fan.
Whatever happened last year with our bet? Did
you,
we ever?
You should, Metanoia. You should repent.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
You turned the Metanoia towards
actually,
the Celtics. Yeah.
Actually, what happened last year with our bet is we ended up in the same spot. We both made the Western Conference Finals.
That is true.
Or, excuse me, the Conference Finals.
You're right.
You made the Eastern, we made the Western. We both lost in that Conference Final. So we were exactly tied at the end of the
game. But we don't get because we went seven games?
Nah.
All right.
We got swept, but that doesn't matter.
All right.
So what's the bet going to be this year, Mr. Metanoia?
Lakers.
No, sorry.
You want to be in the bet too? All right. I'll take a parachute.
Mr. Fernandez. Oh, yes. By the way, I have to describe Jacob's outfit. He comes in here riding his Harley, mind you.
Yeah, he's a manly man.
So you ride a motorcycle.
Yep.
Okay. So you ride your Harley here.
You can hear it. Like, you can hear it. Away.
Yeah. It's louder than my motorcycle.
Yep.
But he comes in here wearing a hat that is probably belongs to your son. It is really small.
No. My mom bought it for me. When I was in middle school.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So in South Korea.
And I said your head's grown since then.
It's red. It looks like a Mickey Mouse hat.
Okay.
Okay. He's wearing a red T-shirt with red Nike Jordan tennis shoes.
He's got the 80s look.
And
$1,000 tennis shoes that are the original Air Jordans.
Jordan 1, OG, lost and found. Somebody knew what I'm talking about.
See, exactly. He's talking, he's rapping about
these
shoes.
These words
all
that
I
don't understand.
Cost more than most people's
so
watches.
Your shoes cost more than my car, basically.
Not really.
Yeah, they do.
Not really.
He's modest.
I used to have shoe stores. I got all the deals and we are the dealer from Nike, so you know.
Yeah, but this was years ago and you're still walking around with
I still have some plug. Somebody can hook me up, you know?
Okay.
For a good price.
So so for our listeners out there, I want you to get this picture.
We should take a picture of him.
Jacob looks like Michael J. Fox from Back to the Future with a small little red hat, a little red puffer vest, the overgrown Nike shoes
Lord,
that go over.
I think it looks like, what's that guy, Gingham Style?
Hey, Doc, it's me, Michael J. Fox. Let's go,
you know,
dude.
When I came in here, you guys started making me really, like, embarrassed, you know? I didn't know that I looked like a Michael J. Fox, you know? I believe I look like a Michael Jordan, you know?
You do.
You understand that you like the 80s, right?
Yeah, I try to make myself like a 1980s style. That's
you
why.
Look
and you, it,
like
you,
Michael
you
J. Fox.
You're like the I'm taller than him.
You're the Korean Michael J. Fox, all right?
Okay, thank you.
So, Mr. Fernandez, what's going to be our annual Lakers versus Celtics bet?
What will it be this year?
Because right now, you have all of the momentum. It looks like our team is off to the worst start ever. And
fishnet tank top. That's the first thing that popped in my head.
That's what you want to wear.
That just made me nervous.
That's not the first thing that popped in your head. Let's be honest. You've been dreaming of this moment for a long time.
Well,
seeing
I've been,
me
I've
in a
been
fish.
Worn, I've been worn
seeing
it in a while,
me in
so,
a fishnet
see,
tank
yes,
top. Right?
Oh my god! I just pictured that.
Okay, so you're gonna wear a fishnet tank top.
No, I'm not. You will. Yes, you will. Yes.
What am I gonna wear?
No, you will wear. Yeah. We will buy a fishnet tank top. Fishnet, not fishneck. I can't even say it. I'm getting nervous. A fishnet tank top, and the loser will wear it. And I'm not sure where.
Okay, so it's the same punishment for both of us. I don't know if that's a punishment for you.
I don't want to see anybody who wears an actually the.
Yeah, I think you would actually enjoy that.
It doesn't matter. That's the that's.
All right, so I will send you to West Hollywood wearing your fishnet.
Oh.
Ay. Okay.
Guys. Does that sound fair?
No, it doesn't sound fair, but we're going for it.
Okay.
So, guys, listeners of the show, be looking for George to wear a fishnet tank top when the Celtics. And the bet is who goes further, not okay. Who has the best
That's
regular
fine.
Season record.
Yeah.
But
yeah
who
yeah.
goes further overall? Yes. Okay.
That sounds fine.
All right, Lakers versus Celtics. I think I'm going to lose this year. George, tell us what's happening in the world of finance.
Actually, I what the heck was that? Did you bleep me already?
I did.
Wow. I looked and I noticed that there are some significant retirement changes for 2024, and I thought I'd let you guys know about it in case.
Please tell us about the fascinating world of retirement changes.
Well, the important thing is I want to encourage those of you that don't participate in your company's 401k to please do so. You will be thankful, as you should know. You should be putting away, if possible, 10 to 15% of your income in retirement. And if you're not, then please see me and we'll help you try to figure out how that could be possible.
So if I see you, you'll help me.
Yeah, I won't give you the money
but okay.
I'll try to
You'll supplement my income? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'll try to give you tools and figure out a way of how we can make that happen because it is important.
So retirement planning is important.
Yes, very, very important.
And 401k is one of the
very important.
Most important tools for that, right?
So for those of you that are contributing, way to go, and they've increased the amount that you can put in your 401k or 403b to $23,000 next year in 2024. And the amount that you can put in your IRA, they increased it to 7,000. So that's important. And for those of you that are able to put money in a Roth IRA, the important thing there is there's this thing called a phase-out rule, meaning that if your income is over a certain amount, you cannot participate in a Roth. They've increased that, meaning that it allows you to have a higher income and still contribute. So that amount is $161,000 for individuals, and it's $240,000 for a married couple. So if you make over that, then you are not allowed to participate in a Roth IRA. Mm. And one last thing that I thought was really cool, and I wasn't aware of this, because I have 529 plans for my youngest son, for Kanan, and then for our grandkids. And I read in the new tax law changes that any unused funds can now be rolled over, any of those 529 funds. So let's say you're blessed enough that your child, let's say, gets a scholarship, or let's say he or she decides, let's say, not to go to college, and you have no one else in the family or another blood relative that can use those funds. Any unused funds can now be rolled over into a Roth IRA.
Hmm.
So that's like a
so you can already start their retirement journey. Yeah.
That's huge, because that's money. You know, think about it, if they're 20 years old and, you know, whatever amount, even if it's $5,000-$10,000, what that could grow to by the time they're 65, 70 would be significant. So that's there are some specifics. I think the account has to be open for at least 15 years and some other things, but that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
So,
well, thanks for that. I know that's a lot of information, but if you want to get in touch with George and go over your retirement portfolio, they can contact you by
email me at jorgef@cachurch.com, and I'll be happy to just walk with you through that.
Jacob, did you get that?
Yes, sir.
What was that email address, Jacob?
Yes.
What is it?
JORGEF.
Don't be messing it up.
Come on.
Metanoia, come on.
What kind of intern are you?
I do metanoia again now.
Here. Yes, go ahead. What is it? What kind of intern are you? Come tell on. Us, tell us okay. That email
Jorge
one more time.
jorgef@cachurch.com.
Jorgef.
At cachurch.com.
Say my name in the proper Spanish
pronunciation. J-O-R-G-E-F.
No, say it in the proper Spanish pronunciation.
How can I do it?
Well,
say it like this. Jacob, look at me.
Yeah.
Jorge.
You got to roll your R.
Jorge.
Oh, my gosh.
Jorge.
Come on.
Jorge.
There you go.
Hey. You sound like a horse, but that's all right.
Jorge.
Jorge. There you go.
Jorge Fernandez.
There you go.
He's learning.
Do I sound okay?
That you sounded great.
Okay, we're teaching you Spanish here, buddy.
Jorge.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Jacob, we want to get to know you a little bit. We want the guys to get to hear you. So
maybe
tell the guys, where are you from? Where you come from? I mean, I know you weren't born in Los Angeles, so just give them the 10-second version of where you're from.
I'm from South Korea.
Okay.
I moved to the States when I was 25, which is 21 years ago.
Wow. Well, welcome to the States. And when you came here, you didn't come to Los Angeles right away, right?
Oh, I came to Washington State. Yeah. Bellingham, the small city. Yeah.
Small city.
And after 8 months after, I moved to Los Angeles.
North of Seattle?
Yep.
Why did you go there?
Bellingham's a nice city.
Bellingham's a really small, nice city.
Yeah.
And a lot of, yeah. Anyway.
Why did you go there?
My cousins, they have a Korean immigration church over there. You know? So I went there. I met my wife there, too.
And you met your wife in Washington?
Washington, yeah.
Oh, I thought you met in Korea.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Was she born in Washington?
My wife born in Korea, but she moved to Tacoma, Seattle, when she was like, 15 years old?
And when you were in Washington, you owned and operated a shoe store.
Shoe store.
Which is why you know so much about Nikes and Jordans and all the other shoes, right?
Yes. We are authorized dealer from the Nike, Adidas, all different, 75 different brands.
You're a sneakerhead, big time.
I am.
Yeah.
So you love shoes.
I don't love the shoes right now, but I still kind of enjoy it. Yeah. Before, I really, really liked the shoes and loved the shoe. And then when God really gave me opportunity to open the store, not just giving me more shoe, it was really a blessing for me.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
But God spoke into your life and you decided to give that up and come to Los Angeles.
I mean, the first time when I moved to Los Angeles was like, I went to school UC Irvine back in the day. But yeah, eventually now I go to school again now in a Fuller Seminary.
So you sold the shoe store?
I'm sorry?
You sold the shoe store?
No, I didn't sell my store because I really feel like that when I had opportunity to open the store, I feel like those are the stores is like Israelite kind of land that I cannot really sell or something. Anyway, long story short, I just closed down and then I was kind of in a hurry to go back to my family to spend 24/7 with my, you know, all with my kids and wife.
How many kids do you have?
I have 4 kids.
4 kids. Yeah. And so you packed up and you drove to Los Angeles to go to Fuller Theological because you felt a call from the Lord to get into ministry.
I had the same dream, like becoming like a pastor 3 times. And after dream, so basically when I became the pastor in some dream, right, especially my third dreams, in the church pastor in my dream actually called me in the morning. Mm. So it was such a confirmation that, you know, that God really want me to move some direction, you know? Yeah.
And while you've been at Fuller, you found Christian Assembly, but you have a really interesting connection to Christian Assembly and Tommy Walker. Why don't you share that story?
Okay, so it was probably 8 years ago. I came to Los Angeles to play golf with my friends. And then that day, actually, one of my friends, he was in Christian Assembly to record Tommy Walker's second album, The Hymn Generation. There was the last rehearsal, and he actually called me, hey, Jacob, what's going on? And then like, hey, Jimmy, I'm actually in Los Angeles. And he said, don't you want to come over and then join the choir? And then, is it really possible? And he said, yeah, I already asked the director, and then I came here and joined.
So you were on that choir?
Yeah, so basically when we checked the YouTube, and then I was in the YouTube for the, you know, Hymn Generation.
Wow, yeah. Wow. So you've been on a recording.
Those people, they practice for 2 months. I only practice for 1 day.
And you're in.
Sorry, but I'm
you made the you made the cut.
Yes.
So you sing and you're musical.
Yeah, yeah.
What else do you do musically?
I play drums and piano and actually sing in Fuller Seminary. I'm in their chapel team now. Mm-hmm. So 2 chapel every Wednesday in a month. That's what I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what are some of your goals and dreams for being a part of this internship with us now?
So first, I really want to know about the nature of the church here. Especially, I already did my ministry through my store. My store name is World International and the Word of God. And we proclaim the gospel every time we pray for the customer. So I really believe that I had experience for the ministry context. But at the same time, I didn't really know about the kind of local church, what they're going toward, you know? I knew that briefly, but at the same time, inside of the information, inside of your struggling, inside of your striving, that's what I really want to know.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah, my cell phone sound is
your
my motorcycle.
Your motorcycle is revving up. During your internship, what are some of the things you want to practice or work on, or what are some things you want to learn?
You know, you ask me to actually call people, right?
Yeah.
It's not easy for me because I don't know any context of their life context, right? I'm sorry, guys. But thing is, still, I don't know who they are, but I just call them, approach them, and then listen to them, what they are going through. Not everybody loves to receive the phone call from the church. They don't have any expectation. Mm-hmm. And most of people, they're not ready to open up who they are, right? But still, like, who knows? I mean, God knows everything, so I just follow whatever you ask me to do it, and then, like, sorry, guys. Yeah, and I'm still learning about random people's, their life, kind of high and low, you know, and then their expectation from the church that I'm really kind of learning from right now. Wow. Yeah.
Well, we are excited to have you on our men's team for this
next
year.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
The guys will get to know you because you're going to be participating in men's gatherings. Mm-hmm. You're going to be participating at men's retreat.
Yeah.
You're going to be participating in just different capacities.
Mostly, I'm really interested in walking with the people who have some hard time right now for their spiritual growth, you know? Whatever they open to share with me, I want to listen. I want to pray for them. I want to struggle. I want to strive together, you know?
So listen, guys, if you're out there listening and some of Jacob's story maybe resonated with you and you want to meet with him and have a cup of coffee, email me at men@cachurch.com. I will connect you to Jacob and he'll call you. He'd love to get to know some of you.
I'll be waiting for you guys.
That's kind of creepy.
Hit me up.
That's a little creepy, but okay.
just wear what you're wearing. And
you said,
show up in your Harley with a little hat.
I'll be waiting for you guys.
I've been waiting for you. Betanoyo.
Rung, rung. Boom, boom.
We're excited to have you. Some of the things that you want to do is you have a heart for gathering people, play golf.
Yeah, and golf and play basketball and
so maybe using sports as a way to get people to connect in.
For me, actually, the most interesting right now, I didn't share with you before. Oh. I want to pray with people.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Well, we love prayer and we love you to pray with people. Mm-hmm. So thank you for doing that. And we also want to know what else is happening at Christian Assembly for Men. So guys, normally we have Robert give us the announcements during this time. But today, Jacob's going to give you the announcements. Go ahead, Jacob.
Yeah. And it's going to be hard because Robert is very thorough and prepared.
All right, Jacob. So tell the guys. So what's happening with the men of CA?
Yeah, we're going to have only two more months before our new men's gathering. It's going to be January 10th. And then invite your friend. We're going to be ready for a gift card for you and the newcomers too.
And when is that again?
I'm sorry?
When is that happening?
When? Yes. January 10th.
Okay, and who is speaking at that event?
Oh, I don't know. Actually, Marvin.
I will be speaking at that event.
Yes, sir.
And what else are we going to have at that event?
Yeah, and then...
that night, what are we having? What kind of food?
Food?
Yes.
Churros.
Churros?
No.
Every time?
No.
Barbecue?
Churros. No.
Korean barbecue?
Oh, yeah. There we go.
No.
Yeah.
Spicy or non-spicy. Whatever you're going to order, I'm going to make it for you.
We are not having Korean barbecue. We're having coffee and donuts.
Oh, yeah.
That's also good.
Somebody will be disappointed, but you know what I'm saying?
No, it's happy.
If anybody wants, I'm going to bring the Korean barbecue.
Okay, you promised Korean barbecue.
Yes, sir.
We're hitting 400 people.
I'm a good cook.
400 people.
All right, yep. We're having coffee and donuts.
400 people. That's
our church is going to pay. I'm going
to
make it.
Hey, Korean barbecue? No, maybe not. Okay, but guys, January 10th, invite a friend to join you for the men's gathering. What else are we having in January?
Consecration month in January.
Say that again?
Consecration.
Okay.
And then that means like it's the beginning of the new year. So we're going to prepare for your spiritual growth.
Amen.
Yeah. So the men's devotional and then spiritual disciplines, fasting, meditation, and prayer.
So we're going to call the guys to practice some of these spiritual disciplines. Yeah. We're going to have a devotional that we're going to be able to give to all the guys mm-hmm. at the men's gathering
mm-hmm.
that will help you set the year in a consecrated space, right?
Yes, sir.
Good. What else?
And then the book that we're going to share together, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry.
Yes. And what does that mean?
It's going to be, let me see. Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. So
the metanoia.
No. Hold on.
The urge so to you, do too
yeah,
much.
You have
right?
to remove intentionally the hurriness from your kind of
yes.
the busyness.
Yeah, busyness from your like a life framing.
And why the, and know? Why is yeah. that important?
Because we
who do we want to be first in our lives?
You know, whenever you are in a hurry, there's gonna be no actually the personal time that we can ask God mm-hmm. to think about what might be the first priority, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So God is our first priority, and the way we do that is by slowing down
mm-hmm.
and being more intentional in our rhythms.
Yeah.
And one of the ways that we do that is these things called the spiritual disciplines. And mm-hmm. so this book helps us to really understand those spiritual disciplines. So guys, I'm excited for us to read this book together. Well, before we jump into today's teaching, Jacob didn't tell us that he has a very special gift.
And what is that?
The very special gift that you have is you can rap in Korean. And so, yeah. George is going to lay down some beats. Go ahead, George. No, but I want you to rap. Don't play music for us.
You didn't know I could sing that high music.
Here we go. Rap for us, Jacob, on the ones and twos.
Nobody's going to understand.
My friend, Jacob, the rapping Korean Lee.
Yeah.
Okay, that's your cue. Let's go.
Three, two. 허무함 속에 보내는 매일의 삶 속에 그 속에 세상의 진실 나의 고독한 영혼에 가로막힌 앞날에 이곳 LA라는 무대 위에 인생이란 긴 공연을 펼치네 아침에 눈을 뜨면 모든 게 그대로 생각대로 되지도 않던 내 삶은 이대로 모든 게 fake 내게 남은 단 yes. 하나의 mic 또다시 반복되는 생존을 위한 fight 내가 태어난 이곳 대한민국 soul 내 맘 속에 거울에 비춰보는 이곳 수많은 사람들만큼이나 많은 차두
yeah Shaq and the duo
next time I'm gonna prepare in English too
no not next time right now in English go
주님이 주신 새 삶을 맛봐 I'm in your wineskin encouragement comes from God he's truly king 삶의 모든 것을 걸어 주님이 주신 talent 그 속에 감추어진 true message I'm falling in Jesus yes he's my vision nobody can mess with him he is my reason thank you for the grace you put it on my lips I'm putting back to him in a city on a hill 너희 내 세상의 소금과 빛 그래서 우리는 짠맛을 잃지 않아 마음에 빛을 잃지 않아
Whoa, man. Wow!
Freestyle! Look
wow.
at that!
Yeah. I just made it up. Nobody understands, but I understand.
Wow. Wow.
Bro, that was so
awesome!
Excellent.
Thank you, guys.
That is excellent.
Man, that's a treat for our listeners. Somebody just ran off the road right now.
I feel like I've been Fast and Furious. You know, the cars bumping up and down. Or whatever. Yeah.
What did all that mean?
I'm sorry.
What does that mean?
So first part was like before Christian, I became the Christian, right? But second part is like after conversion, I became finally Christian, born again Christian. So life comparison, you know, before and after.
Awesome. Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing your
thank
gifts
you.
With us.
You're
the
welcome.
Guys are blessed. We're blessed to have them. That's so cool. We're going to have you do that at the men's gathering or men's retreat
yeah.
or something.
I'll prepare.
You'll prepare. That's good. Well, that was great. If that was just off
thank
the top
you,
of your head,
you.
That
yeah,
was
that
good.
Was, that was very
So
good.
Give it up for Michael J. Fox and Back to the Future.
Yay!
I don't know how you transition from this.
I don't know how to transition for that. But in fact, it is a transition because we're going to be talking about how to set boundaries around social media in our marriages.
Mm.
You know, guys, I've heard of men that get in trouble with social media. Now, I don't know if this has happened to either of you. I probably think not because you guys are solid dudes and you honor your wives. I know you both do, as I do.
And you know I don't know how to use social media.
And you don't even know how to
really?
Open
I don't
your,
even know. I don't even know what social media is.
But,
yeah,
but Jacob, would you agree that social media can be a dangerous place?
Social media definitely has, it's a dangerous place.
It can be a dangerous place, not only, you know, for us as men, it can be a dangerous place for our kids, it can be a dangerous place for our marriages if we're not careful. And so I want to guide us through five things that can kind of help us navigate social media. Because, you know, when I started my job here at Christian Assembly, 10 years ago now, by the way, I came on staff in 2014, so in 2014, and the very first thing that one of the pastors, who I won't name, but is, let's just say his name rhymes with Talbert Sklim, Talbert Sklim, Talbert Slim, he came up to me and he said, hey, you know, during the interview process, we actually search for you on social media. And he said, we couldn't find anything. And I said, good. That's the way I want it. And he said, well, you know, it's probably a good idea that you start like a Facebook page just to connect with people. So 10 years ago, I created my very first Facebook page. And then since then, you know, I mean, obviously on more and more in the last few years and now on Instagram. I don't touch TikTok. I don't like that one. And I don't do Snapchat.
Snap, yeah.
Please don't look at me.
Jacob, what are the other
reels?
Ones? Reels? Do you right. reels?
I don't really do that much either.
I don't do reels.
Facebook and the Instagram.
Facebook,
only, you know?
Instagram. Yeah. But what else is there out there? TikTok.
Snap.
And then my kids were talking about another one recently.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, there's more out there. Yeah. Point being. And so I created the Facebook and then now Instagram. And I'm sure some of the guys out there, I'm sure you have your own pages as well. And I don't say it's unavoidable because I do respect and know people that say, you know, I don't choose to participate in social media, and I fully respect that. But what I want to do is maybe talk us through some things that we can do to set some boundaries around that.
Mm-hmm.
So number one is if you're married, and even if you're single, learn to set some boundaries around your social media usage. So, for example, on my phone, I have an Apple iPhone. I have the generic Apple iPhone.
Unlikely your watch.
Unlike my watch, yeah. It's not the actual app. No, I'm kidding. Okay. But I have the Apple iPhone. And on the Apple iPhone, I don't know how it works with Android, but on the Apple iPhone, you can put time limits on certain apps. Mm. So I went to my Facebook app and I went to my Instagram app and I put a 30-minute time limit on those two apps combined. So it counts the time that I use both of those apps. And when I've hit 30 minutes, it closes them for me.
Automatically.
Wow. And what I like about that system...
Is that for a week or is that...
That's for the day.
For a day?
A day.
For 30
day.
Minutes a day?
30 minutes a day.
You're looking at both. Facebook?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Mindlessly scrolling. Yeah, that's the problem. You waste time on these apps. Yeah, that's the problem. Is these times...
I mean, since you have like more than 10,000 people, friends, right?
Oh, I have hundreds of thousands of friends. Hundreds of thousands.
Kept popping, right?
I'm popping. I'm like, was it God Dude?
Dude Perfect.
Dude Perfect. I'm like Dude Perfect. I've got thousands and thousands and thousands of friends.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. I think I have like 2,500 friends.
Still a lot.
Yeah. So yeah, you want to keep up. And a lot of my 2,500 friends are all, you know, men that listen to this podcast and church people And I want to keep up with your birthday parties and I want to keep up with your lives and all your fancy vacations that you guys take that I don't get to take. All of that stuff.
You won't be saying that next year.
I won't. I'll be the one posting my fancy vacation next year. But the point is that 30-minute limit at least helps me to safeguard how much time I will allot to this. Now, honestly, for me, some of that is work usage because a lot of that for me, like I said, I didn't even have a Facebook until I came on staff. And... not that it was mandated that I had to have a Facebook account to come on staff because I had already been hired, but it was suggested by Talbert Slim that perhaps maybe having a presence would be a good thing. And so, you know, part of that time is just connecting with people. We do have a Men of CA Facebook page. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so part of my time is going on there, and whether it's a scripture or an announcement for the men's gathering or a video that I'm recording, inviting people to something, those things take a little bit of time and they go on there. But at least for me, the 30 minutes ensures that there's some safeguard around that.
Mm-hmm.
Setting boundaries means also what you do first thing in the morning, right? So instead of reaching for your phone first thing in the morning, reach for the Bible. Reach for that space that you do. And so one of the practical ways that you can ensure to do that is by keeping your phone away from your nightstand or that first place that you would reach. So I have an alarm clock. You know, you turn over and you turn off the alarm clock. Don't let the phone be right next to it because the temptation is what, right? To grab it, to see what's going on. And that just takes you down the hole, whether it's, you know, maybe it's not social media. Maybe it's sports or stocks or news or whatever, you know. But it just
shoes
or whatever you.
Not in the morning.
Hey, well, I'm just saying it can be a temptation to go down rabbit hole. YouTube, whatever it is that you look like, I count all of these to me are all in the same bucket, and they're like time suckers, you know.
I mean, especially the stock market open at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know? Jorge, that's the thing that you look at.
What is that? The stock market. What is that?
It's the place where people.
Robin Hood account.
It's the place where.
No, I don't have a Robin Hood.
Robin Hood, you don't have it.
No.
By the way, should I get a Robin Hood account?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
I have it.
No. Have you seen the documentary on the Robin Hood people?
No.
Oh yeah, I saw. No. Anyway, Mark, go ahead. Tell us what you do in the morning.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Well, the first thing I do is I read.
Good.
I read scripture.
Not the stock report.
No. Literally. You're right, because it is a temptation, but I get my phone. I am very disciplined about this, even though it is difficult for sure. But I turn on my phone and I go right to Spotify, turn on worship music. We have a folder for that. I listen to it. I sit in my chair where I always sit and I read, and I read, you know, reading my Bible for probably 15, 20 minutes, listening to worship music, finish my Bible, and then I'm praying.
Good.
And that's it. Then I'll check.
Then you'll check the stock report.
Yes. That's the first thing. Yeah. Then I'll check that, then email and text, set it up. But yeah.
You know, and I think some other ways that we can set boundaries, Jacob, is to have conversations, if we're married, to have conversations with our spouse about what is okay and not okay to post. Mm-hmm. Maybe your spouse doesn't want you to post things about your kids, or, you know, some people don't want you know, all of their life stuff on there. There are safety concerns. There's people that will post vacation
stories. My wife is more like that,
There are people that post, hey, we're in Italy. Well, guess what? Now I know you're not home. Now I know you're not home. And if I happen to know where you live, you know, those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. So there are some safety things or the location of where your kids go to school or, you know, things like that. Just be aware. Have a conversation with your spouse about, hey, what is acceptable and not acceptable? The last thing you would want to do is post something without, you know, having had these conversations and then knowing that that created some friction in your marriage. Who are you allowed to follow or not follow, right? What types of accounts? George and I were having conversation earlier at lunch about there's some accounts that are pretty provocative. And you might think of it as, well, it's not my fault what, you know, what pops up on there. Well, it kind of is. You are responsible for what goes through your feed.
Your spouse should know and have access to the account.
Absolutely.
Should be able to look at whatever you're looking at. Yeah. They should be able to look at it too. And if that holds you accountable, then wonderful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My spouse, you know, my wife, she can open my phone whenever she wants and she can go to either my email, my text, or my social media accounts and just kind of see what the kind of...
See the friends are, who's connecting. Yep.
So if there are any rules around that, set some boundaries around that. For example, some of you dudes out there, you have some ex-girlfriends. Would your wife be okay with you being friend with an ex-girlfriend? Yeah, that's a tricky.
Metanoia.
Repent.
Yes.
Metanoia. So set boundaries when it comes to usage on time.
That's really important.
Set boundaries when it comes to friends. Set boundaries as to what can be posted. You know, be very careful with direct messaging and those kind of things. So set good boundaries, guys. Don't let these things suck you in because they can become traps that can cause friction in your marriage or can be traps for you down the road.
You know how many people talk about the freedom, right? But without that boundary, freedom cannot be freedom, you know?
And listen, guys, I've seen couples out, you know, I'll go out on a date night with my wife and we're having dinner and you look over at the table next to you and what do you see? A couple sitting across from each other or a family sitting around the table. And what are they doing?
Looking at their phones.
All of them. I'm like, really?
Four phones, four people. No one's talking.
You're paying this much money for a nice meal and you're looking at your phone right now?
I seen YouTube before. The one restaurant actually offered a discount whenever you guys put all the
phone
in some case.
That's good.
10% discount.
Really?
Yeah. Did you get that discount?
I
want to do it too.
Yeah.
What a great idea.
I know people that when, you know, they'll have teenagers come over their house, they'll have a box. Okay, if all phones go in the box, let's talk and let's play games. And I think those are good ideas. So set some boundaries, number one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number two, I would say water your own grass. What do I mean by that? You know the old expression, the grass is greener on the other side? That is what social media can be. Mm-hmm. Social media can be a comparison. Mm-hmm. What are they doing? What kind of car are they driving? What kind of vacation are they taking? What kind of dinner are they having?
And who posts? They only post the good things, right?
Listen.
You're not posting a picture of an argument.
No, right? You're watching a highlight reel of someone else's life. They're not giving you the moments in between those highlight reels. And by the way, those highlight reels, most of the time are curated, meaning they're posing. They might make it seem like they're not posing, but they posed it. They planned it. They created it. All of these things are so curated. And you're now trying to measure up to those things rather than investing in your own marriage. Mm-hmm. So
comparison is the thief of joy.
Thief of joy. Well, you know, George and I, we joked a little bit about, you get to see all the vacations that other people are taking. And he said, well, not us. Well, that's because we're being intentional to make space with our families to carve out some time next year to be away and have a good time. And you don't have to go on an expensive vacation, but learn how to water your grass. Learn how to care for what God has given you stewardship over. Your marriage, your family, your experiences. What's the phrase?
Stories over stuff.
That's it. Guys, stories over stuff. Mm-hmm. So make those memories
count.
What
am I doing with what God has given me?
So focus on nurturing and putting energy onto making your marriage the best it can be. Stop comparing. Right. And social media is all that. It's just one big comparison. What is that person doing? Mm-hmm. So water your own grass. Number three, don't let social media replace quality time. I've already talked about, going out to a dinner date and now you're on your phones instead of enjoying the beautiful company that's right across from you on the table. Mm-hmm. make those memories count, make those moments count. And so, you know, again, it goes back to setting boundaries, right? Because some of you might be saying, well, you know, I gotta text and check on the kids, or I gotta look and see what's going on here, or I'm, you know, my job requires me to do X, Y, Z. Okay, fine. Set some boundaries mm-hmm. around that, mm-hmm. right? You know, say, hey, honey, I need 10 minutes in the car before we go into the restaurant because I gotta respond to this email, mm-hmm. or I've gotta do this one thing. And then you set that boundary, you named it, you took care of that one task so that it's not open-ended and ambiguous and all these things, and then you move into the next thing. But make sure you set some boundaries.
Wisdom.
Yep. So don't let it replace quality time. Mm-hmm. Again, quality time for me, you know, marriage counselor once encouraged my wife and I to make daily quality time, to make weekly quality time, and to make monthly or regular interval quality time. So the daily quality time for us meant that at least 30 minutes each night. And, you know, when the kids were little, it was 30 minutes. Now, honestly, it's more than that just because we just love talking.
And you have more time.
We have more time. Yeah. You know, we'll have dinner and, you know, our son will pick up the dishes and put them in the sink and we just stay at the table and we just keep talking. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of, sometimes that bleeds over for 30 minutes. Sometimes it's an hour. We're not rushing to watch the news. We're not rushing to do the next chore. And sometimes we do have practice soccer. We have all of the stuff that you guys all have. But we're carving out that intentional quality time.
It's kind of funny thing, but like my wife and I, we always watch the one K-drama, Korean drama, every single night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It takes like 15 minutes.
This is BTS.
Not the BTS drama.
But you watch one Korean drama.
Yeah, one Korean drama.
Yeah. That's like a soap opera.
That really helpful
that's
for
like
us?
That's like a novella for us.
Yeah.
No, what is novella?
It's a soap opera.
Okay.
Spanish novellas are very dramatic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, is that Korean drama?
Yeah,
is that
same. Korean drama is so obvious, but everybody knows. Yeah.
Well, that's it. So that was number three. Number three was don't let it replace quality time. Number four, take a digital detox every so often. So last year, I began the year, January, well, all the month of January, is I shut down for the entire month, all of my social media apps. I took a detox.
Did you for the whole month?
For the whole month.
Wow. I love it.
I took a detox from social media. And guess what? We're having consecration month in January. I would encourage you guys, you know what? If you don't need it for work, and even if you do, what's the worst that can happen? You're not going to miss out on anything in 10 days, 15 days, 30 days. So I'm going to start January on a 30-day detox from social media. I'm just going to turn them off.
Yeah, I want to share that story too. Can I say something?
Please.
Yeah. So I'm taking one of the class from the Fuller, which is a Puritans, the British, you know, Puritans class, you know. There's one guy who called the Isaac Ambrose. He's one of the most popular in the Puritans. But what makes him really distinct from other Puritans is like he usually took 30 days, his own devotional time. Mm. We call it like a, you know, what is it? Sabbatical, 30 days.
Yeah.
You know, he's completely away from his own world, but he chose one mountain and he stayed there for 30 days.
That's good.
That's really crazy.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah.
And it's this practice of Sabbath, right?
Yeah.
It's this idea of every so often you've got to reset your heart. And in biblical terms, we call that the Sabbath. Yeah. And that's a weekly rhythm of setting your heart apart. So I would say, look, even if it's just that day, if Sunday is your Sabbath, if Saturday is your Sabbath, whenever that is, maybe don't look at social media on that day. And align your heart with God's purposes for
your
life.
And the result is like we see how much like those practices of kind of sanctification will brought up our kind of more spiritual life.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. You will see the fruit of that.
Yes, sir.
And number you probably be aware of how much extra time you have.
I mean, for me, it's at least 30 minutes, but probably more.
You're probably look, because I think, and I'm sure, because I have on my iPhone, it tells you how much time you've had for the week.
It gives you a screen report.
Yeah, and it said, oh, your screen time was down 20% from last week. And then, but I look at it, I go, wow, I was on it that much? Mm-hmm. When did I?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a constant, even if it's for like 2 minutes, but constantly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And fifth and final is, I would say, don't do it just for the gram. You guys are probably too old to understand that expression, but the kids today.
He's the same age as you are.
1 year younger.
1 year younger. The kids today have an expression. No, you're 1976.
1978.
Oh, 78. Okay. So the kids today have an expression. They say, do it for the gram. Do you know what that means?
Three for the gram. Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just saying for grandpa.
But what they mean is by doing it for the gram means that you're posing for Instagram. Yeah. You're having an experience that's Instagrammable or Instagram worthy because they want other people to see it.
Take a picture.
Yeah. I took my daughter to a concert 2 weeks ago. My daughter's 21 years old and she asked to go to a concert. And so I took her to a concert. It was a great father-son trip. And I have no idea what the artist was about, but I went with her. And there's a bunch of 20-year-olds, right, or a bunch of young people in this arena. And would you believe, now we paid $200 for those tickets.
Oof.
They're not cheap. And they're all sitting there for the entire duration
taking
of the
pictures
concert.
Of themselves?
Recording, videoing the whole thing on their phones.
Capture the image in your brain.
Thank you. Yeah. So they're not even experiencing it. They're enjoying this experience through the screen.
Oh my gosh.
Not in person. You paid all this money to see the artist. Might as well watch it at home on TV.
I don't get it either.
And there's people that live their lives behind a screen.
Put away the gram,
guys. Guys, put away. Don't do it just for the gram. Jeez. Focus on being present. Focus on enjoying the moment. Now, guys, we're always going to capture the photo. Mm-hmm. We're going to capture a selfie. Or you want to take a video of your son riding his bike for the first time. Of course you're going to do those things. But don't let that be the norm. Don't let that be what you do all the time.
Every moment is not a moment.
No,
right?
No.
And then say pictures don't do justice.
Enjoy the moment. Be present. And guess what? Dads, our kids model our behaviors. Mm-hmm. You cannot go into your teenage son's room and say, put the phone down and come and talk.
As you come in, walking with your phone.
As you're walking around with your phone and they see you on your phone and iPad the whole night too. Yeah. It doesn't work that way,
guys. Don't work.
All right.
Yeah.
Listen, we're not trying to be overly critical, but I think this is important, especially as we head towards the holidays. And maybe in January, you can take me up on this 30-day challenge of no social media.
While you're wearing a fishnet. Tank top.
Wow. Oh, I don't want to see you guys.
I don't want to see those guys either.
Oh, Lord.
I don't want to see those guys either. Well, Jacob, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for calling me here.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Awesome.
Hit him with a little something.
Look at him. Hit him with a little something.
Let's go. Come on. Let's go, Jacob.
Gangnam Style.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. And Robert, if you're listening to this on your cruise ship, don't fall overboard. We want to see you come back.
Have fun with your butler.
Have fun with your butler. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll catch you on the next time of the Men's Ministry Roundtable Podcast.